said about us come alive in our lives. God said we are fearfully and wonderfully made. He is always thinking about you. And he tells us we are the apple of his eye. So when God says you are fearfully made, what he means is when God made you, he made you full of respect, reverence, honor, and awe. It is because God is worthy of respect that we are respectively made. It is because God is worthy of reverence that we are made in reverence. Scripture said, meditate on the word day and night in Joshua 1:8. Be careful to do what it says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. So the word you use daily in your daily conversations, you need to police up your mouth. Think about what you're going to say before you say it. You have ample time. Don't say stuff in anger. Don't say stuff in frustration, because these are words that you loose in the air. And a lot of times these very words will come back and knock on your front door. So be mindful of the conversations you have all the time. And if you are reading your word continually, if you are letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide you, you are more apt to say what God say about the situation, the person, or whatever, than to go off on your own and say some negative things that will be harmful to you as well as the other person. So remember, Psalms 141:3, ask the Lord to set a guard at the door of your lips. Be mindful, people, especially in this day and time, what you say and what you are loosening in air, because we do have the power in our tongue, because God has already said it, and it can create or it can destroy, it can build up or it can tear down. Your own house can be torn down with your own mouth. Amen. Your own children can be destroyed by what you loose over them. So be careful. I can't emphasize enough. Be careful what you say with your mouth all the time, constantly. And the only way you can do it is if you got the Holy Spirit to help you. Amen? Amen.
Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify, we magnify your name today. Father God, we come to you with a heart of repentance, asking you to forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air. Every creeping and crawling thing there is. So we take authority over the enemy today. We rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract, reverse every curse, and pull down every stronghold. Every plan the enemy got out against us, our immediate family, our extended family, and families all over the world, we curse it to the root. Right now, we put the blood of Jesus in the hand of the Lord against the enemy this day. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word on the day. You told us that you are word our mouth. You tell us what to say in the same said hour. So we ask you today, God, to put a guard at the door of our lips. Tell us what to say, when to say, and how to say it. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you say in your word, study and show yourself approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Father God, let us study. Let us meditate day and night so we can speak the right words and say the right thing. Because you say what's in us is going to come out of us. In the name of Jesus. And God, we want the right stuff to be in us. In Jesus' name. Jesus, you is Lord over our spirit, our soul, and our body. Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. So, Lord, we ask you to strengthen us today in the name of Jesus. The Lord is our shepherd, and we do not want. For our God supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you that we do not fret, worry, or have anxiety about anything because we know you care for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you today that we are the body of Christ. We are redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore our sickness and carried our disease in his own body. And by his stripes, we are healed. We forbid any sickness, disease, germs, or virus to overtake or operate in our body. Every organ, every tissue, our body function in the perfection in which God created it to function. So by his stripes, we are already healed. We honor God and bring glory to him in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today that we have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts and feelings and purpose of his heart. Father God, you say everything work together for the good of those and call according to the purpose. We are believers and not doubters. We hold fast our confession of faith. We decided to walk by faith and practice faith in Jesus' name. Our faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. God, you is the author and the developer and the finisher of our faith in Jesus' name. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and his love abides in us richly. Father God, you say with love and kindness have you drawn us. Father God, show us how to show our fellow man love and kindness. And Lord, we thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify and magnify your name today. We thank you today, God, that in the kingdom of light and in love and in the word, the wicked one touches us not. In Jesus' name, we thread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We take the shield of faith and quench every fire die, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, you said in your word that you wish that all shall perish. You wish that none shall perish. You wish that all shall come to repentance and none shall perish in the name of Jesus. We thank you today that we are delivered from the present evil world and we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We reside in the kingdom of God, dear son. And the law of the spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. We thank you, God. You have set us free. We fear not because you did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you, Father God. We hear the voice of God, the voice of the good shepherd. We hear our Father's voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. We roll his work up on the Lord. We commit and trust him wholly. Father God, you told us don't put our trust in no man because man will fail us. So today we put our trust and we commit wholly to you in the name of Jesus. And you will cause our thoughts to become agreeable to your will. And so shall our plans be established and succeed. Father God, you told us if we keep our mind on you, you'll keep us in perfect peace, and we have success in this world in Jesus' name. We thank you to God that your world, that we are overcomers because you are overcomer and we are born of God. We represent the Father and Jesus well. We thank you that our bodies is we are members of the Holy Spirit. And God, you say all our body parts work together. We thank you today, God. We just give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, we close ourselves with humility. And we thank you, God. We renounce pride and arrogance. Father, you give grace to the humble. We ask you for grace today, God. Let us not be caught up in pride and self, thinking we are all of that because you said there's no big eyes and no little yous in you. You thank you, God. We ask you for a spirit of humility. You say we can't get anything from you unless we have a childlike spirit. So, God, we ask you to give us humility, a spirit of humility. Keep ourselves humble before you. Keep ourselves humble under the mighty hand of God. And you will exalt us in the name of Jesus. We cast the whole of our cares, all our anxieties, all our worries, all our concerns for our future, once and for all, on you. Father God, you told us in Jeremiah 29 and 11 that you were mindful of us. You have not forgotten about us. You have a plan for us, and it's a good plan, a plan for a future and a hope and an expected end. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for you care for us affectionate. You care for us watchfully. We thank you that you watch over us this day in the name of Jesus. We expect a life of victory and awesome deeds because our actions are done on behalf of a spirit of humility. Teach us how to submit all to you, Father God, in truth and in righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we refuse to be wise in our own eyes, but we choose to fear you and shun evil. This will bring health to our body and nourishment to our bones. Father God, we thank you. We humble ourselves before you. We submit to your word that speaks, expose, self, analyzes, and judge. Teach us how to speak your word. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. We thank you, God, that there's power in your word. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let our thoughts and purpose of our hearts be about you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that you might exalt us in Jesus' name. The security of your guidance will allow us to carry our own load with energy and confidence. Father God, you told us in your word, throw not away our confidence. Lean and depend on you. And we thank you and praise you, God. We listen carefully and hear what is being said to us. We incline our ear to wisdom and apply our heart to understanding and insight. Humility and fear of you bring wealth and honor in life, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. You say you came to give us life and life more abundantly. Father God, you told us, beloved, you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So, Father God, keep us with the spirit of humility and fear of you so you can bring wealth and honor in our lives, in Jesus' name. Father, we hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against you. And we hide the word in our heart, we'll be careful what we say, how we say it, and when we say it. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to study your word, speak your word, meditate on your word day and night. In the name of Jesus, as one of your chosen people, God, let us be holy. Let us love one another. Let us clothe ourselves with compassion, because you say with love and kindness have I drawn thee. So let us clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Teach us how to bear the fruits of the Spirit in our lives, in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you right now, forgive whatever we have done to cause your spirit to grieve. Teach us not to grieve the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name today. We ask you for to let your Holy Spirit lead us today, guide us today, show us where to go, what to do, what to say, when to say it, and when not to say it. Because you told us in your word that you would word our mouth. You tell us what to say at the same said hour. You told us to speak life, and therefore we speak life and life more abundantly in your name. And we just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you today for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you right now, Father God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise this day in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you once more and again to put a guard at the door of our mouth, on the door of our lips. Let us speak what you want us to speak. Say what you want us to say. Do what you want us to do. Let us say something that would encourage one another. In Jesus' name, show us what to say to lift people up, because you say you came to encourage, not discourage. So show us what to say to lift people